Good morning. My name is Bill Kladke, and I'd like to welcome you to this morning's edition of Living in Baltimore. Our guest today is the Reverend Fred Weimert, who's pastor of Calvary Baptist Church in Towson. And the Reverend Weimert, or Fred, is here to talk to us about the homeless problem in Baltimore County and recent efforts to plan Towson and to include the community issues. So, Reverend Weimert, or Fred, can I welcome you to the show?
Bill, it's nice to be here again. What can I say? We're not really talking about the problem of homelessness, just the reality of homelessness in Baltimore County as it is everywhere.
Very true.
Yeah.
First of all, for those of our listeners who are unfamiliar, could you please tell us a little bit about Calvary Baptist Church?
Okay. I am the pastor of Calvary Baptist Church. I have been there for 33 and a half years now. I came as the assistant minister to Mr. Higginbotham, and he had been there for 25 years. So for the last more than 50 years, the two of us pastored this congregation. It's a congregation that's been concerned about social issues. Mm-hmm. As a tradition, Higgy was very active in the anti-war movement, a good friend of the Berrigans and the Catonsville Nine. And my interest has more been with the issues of homelessness and having our community do things to assist people with needs.
Yeah, yeah. Could you please give us some contact information about the church, please?
Okay, the church is right across the street from the courthouse in Towson. It's at 120 West Pennsylvania Avenue. The telephone number is 410-825-3360. We worship on Sundays at 11 o'clock. And it's a small congregation, but it is fairly active in what we do. We have a Wednesday night dinner at 6:15 on Wednesday night, and many of the homeless people in our community come and share dinner with us on that night.
And how can someone get in touch with you?
They can call me at the church office and leave a message, and I'll be glad to get back to you.
So 410-825-3360.
Yes.
Great. Thank you so much. As someone who's extremely familiar with you and with Calvary's various ministries, I want to just underline the wonderful things that you folks try to do in the community.
Yes, you also do our website. It's calvarybaptist-towson.org, and you can find us on the internet there.
And a lot of stuff on the website.
Yes, there is a lot of stuff on the website, thanks to you.
Thank you so much. Let's talk about the homeless issue in Baltimore County. One of the reasons why I wanted to have you back today was because there is still a misperception about the county, about Baltimore County being a suburban county with very few problems. And the reality is very different.
The reality is the reality everywhere.
Yeah.
I mean, anytime you have a population of people, which is around 700,000, you have to expect that a small percentage of those people are going to experience problems that are going to lead them towards homelessness. So even if it's only 1 or 2%, it could be 7 to 10,000 people.
In the best of
times. Yeah. You know, any time a marriage breaks up, normally one of the parties has become much poorer than, or actually both of them have, and one of them may be so poor that housing becomes a great issue for them.
Yeah,
And so
much less all the things that happen with
job losses,
coming for a job and the job not working out, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah. Yeah, and in this economy right now, we've had a lot of people losing jobs, maybe not being able to afford the house that they had gotten into. But you've done some work with foreclosure in the county, helping counsel people toward keeping their houses.
Man, that's spiking too.
Yes, it is.
In your long history, if I can put it like that, and not get the person from the Lord to look at me askance. In your long history of working with folks in Baltimore County, is it worse now than it's been?
It's been better because we have done community conservation has been pretty active in doing some things to help with emergency problems of people, and also to counsel with DSS to keep people in their homes as much as possible. But it certainly is a very difficult economic time. I started here 33 years ago, and during most of that time, we've had some pretty good years financially. But as since in the past 2 years, many people, the economy has been not very favorable, and many people have lost jobs. And also during that period throughout the county, I mean, you've had corporations that have left the community, corporations that have kind of backed off on promises in their pension funds, and you know, people over on the eastern side of the town, of the county particularly, have lost health care and other things, you know, that worked for Bethlehem Steel, General Motors. So those people who are older also are experiencing great difficulty.
Yeah, there are a lot of different causes of problems. A lot of different causes of problems.
I mean, right now there's a lot of discussion between the state and the local entities, the local counties, about who's going to pay teachers' pensions. Firefighters and police pensions are kind of being struggled over, and it is a real issue. As people get older and the baby boom comes along, and people have questions about how long retirement funds are going to be present, you know, through the existing programs.
There's we are in a transition time, and I suppose that we've always been in a transition time. I mean, that seems to be characteristic of in your counseling of folks. What kind of issues do you see now?
Well, I see people who are afraid. You know, they're afraid about their children, what's going to happen to them in the future. Will they be part of a middle class, or will there be a middle class anymore? What will happen to them if they don't succeed in school and aren't very extremely good in school? But I've also seen, you know, that doesn't necessarily mean that they'll succeed if they go to a good college and have a huge note to pay off at the end of school, and maybe don't get a job that's adequate to pay that off. It's very hard. I also, I'm on the county mental health advisory board, and I do see people with mental health issues.
What kind of mental health issues are? I mean, aside from you've mentioned anxiety,
certainly there's depression in relationship, and some of it is systematic, and some of it is chemical, you know, it is just part of their being.
Yeah.
You do see that more. I know that in our meetings, I heard discussion of from one of the counselors at the county schools that they're seeing an increase in attempts of suicide. Children are afraid for their parents, you know, the stress that the parents feel is placed on the children, and they begin to be stressed as well about the fact that they're draining their family.
So
it's not easy.
So a lot of stresses from a lot of different areas.
Certainly.
Right now. Let's give some. We've talked about some of the problems.
Mm-hmm.
Let's give some of you've mentioned a little bit that the Office of Community Conservation, now in the Department of Planning of Baltimore County, has done an awful lot, and continues to do a lot to work on the various problems in the communities.
Yes, they're working on a 10-year plan right now to end homelessness, or really to make the duration of homelessness shorter. And one of the things that's come from the federal government through HUD is that they're going to try to get people more rapidly into their own homes and not as long in shelters. Because while the county has done a lot to increase the number of shelter beds, I mean, I can remember back in the mid-'80s when the county first decided that they were going to provide for Code Blue kind of shelters, for emergency shelters when it got cold, and that would only be opened on days when it got to a certain degree level. That was a major victory.
Yeah.
But then they agreed to keep it open more, you know, all the time if churches would help out with food and things like that. And those things still go on. There is an emergency shelter on the east side for women and children, and on the west side for men. I say it's emergency, but you really still have to call to make a reservation to get into it because it's so full.
Do you have any phone numbers? Who should somebody get in contact with if they... I guess they could call Community Conservation.
They need to call Community Conservation and talk to them, or Department of Social Service and talk to the caseworkers. And you can get a street card at the public library, which will give you numbers that you can call for all of that.
Right. Community Conservation is 410-887-3317.
Yes.
And I suppose if they could call the cherub at 410-453-9500 or go on our website, www.gbchrb.org, for various listings of available assistance out there, including contacts for finding affordable, accessible housing, as well as foreclosure problems, et cetera.
Yes.
But the point is, though, with the various kinds of stresses and depressions and anxiety and everything that people are feeling is to get help.
It is to get help, but I think one of the things that your listeners can do and just ordinary people can do is realize that the people that are experiencing these problems are just people like us. They're just like us.
That's right.
And until we really understand this is not their problems but our problem, and understanding that problems are not just individual, they're systematic and need to be addressed by everybody that's in the system. It's important for us to think about that, and I think your listeners and the members of churches to realize frequently when someone arrives who looks like they've seen better days in church, people will say it's one of those people. And it's not one of those people. It's a human being. It's someone made in the image of God. Jesus spoke about himself as being homeless at times in his own life and having no place to lay his head. Yeah, as well as the apostles.
Yeah.
You know, they were kind of people that lived on the margin. It's important for us who claim to follow Jesus to realize that people like that are, you know, it's not there, but by the grace of God go we, but there goes God.
Yeah, and mutual respect is the basis of all communication.
Yeah, and it does help people that are depressed to feel that there is a community that cares about them.
Yeah, systematically, I guess one of the things that folks can do is to attend some of these planning meetings.
Attend some of the planning meetings. The county is doing planning meetings right now. You could call the Office of Community Conservation, find out when those meetings are going on. I know that they'd love to have some input from people. As I said, with the HUD's new program, it's going to take a concerted effort by people in our county to actually come together to say we're willing to have housing for people who are lower income in our community. You know, that it's not just a problem that belongs in the inner city. I think for years people in the counties have said, go to the city and get housing. We need to have the housing in all of our neighborhoods, and those people need to go to school with our children, and everyone, you know, needs to be together in our community.
Yeah, We all need to remember that the function of these meetings, really, it's an opportunity to remind the government about what problems are out there, about what people really feel about things.
Yeah.
And so I know I would underline 85 times to contact Community Conservation at 410-887-3317 to find out when the next community input meeting is going to be, because that's the way you can actually do something about it.
Yes. And you know, and there's always need for help at the shelters in the county.
Should folks call? Should they call you directly?
Community Assistance Network and find out, you know, how they might be able to help, because Community Assistance Networks run not only the East and West Side shelter, but they also run the shelter in Reisterstown, Hannah Moore.
Right, and Ken's number is 410-285-4674. And on the web, www.canconnects.org for more information. Unfortunately, though, Reverend Fred, that's all we have time for today. Could you give us the contact information one more time for Calvary?
Yes, Calvary Baptist Church is at 120 West Pennsylvania Avenue. The telephone number is 410-825-3360, and we're on the web also.
Great. Thank you so much.
Okay, thank you, Bill.
Unfortunately, that's all we have time for today in Living in Baltimore. I want to thank our guests, the Reverend Fred Weimert of Calvary Baptist Church in Towson, for being our guest. Keep up your good work for all of us.
Thanks, Bill.
And I want to thank you for tuning in. Let's try to be a good neighbor out there in all of our neighborhoods, and we'll see you next time.